Advertisements are more pervasive than ever. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Mark Bartholomew, Professor of Law at the University of Buffalo School of Law, discusses advertisements and the First Amendment.
By some estimates, the average American is exposed to over 3,000 ads in a single day. More and more of these ads are appearing in public spaces, like schools, parklands, and mass transit stations. This phenomenon has one potentially unforeseen consequence. As advertising enters public space, First Amendment law has changed to make it harder for civic authorities to control what kind of advertising can go into that space. Commercial advertising used to receive no First Amendment protection. Even when the Supreme Court changed course in 1976 and decided that commercial speech did warrant some First Amendment shielding, the court still gave government officials wide latitude to police the kinds of advertising they would allow. In recent years, however, the tests for evaluating the constitutionality of advertising restrictions have gotten tougher. As a result, public officials now need to worry about what happens when they let one advertiser into a previously ad-free space. School boards and transportation authorities can face expensive free speech lawsuits for spurning a particular business. Imagine a hypothetical case. A school district bars a merchant from participating in a program that lets businesses pay to have their name and logo printed on student report cards. It's true, such programs do exist. Maybe the district feels that the merchant's particular product is unhealthy or incompatible with its educational mission. A First Amendment challenge would require the district to come up with a compelling reason for excluding the merchant. This burden gets more difficult to satisfy as schools become increasingly commercialized and acquire track records of less than discriminating corporate sponsorship. Under current law, once the advertising genie comes out of the bottle, the First Amendment makes it hard to put him back inside.
That was Mark Bartholomew of the University at Buffalo. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.